I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uganda has temporarily opened its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo to people fleeing ethnic violence. An estimated 10,000 people have been stuck in no man's land between the borders since March when COVID-19 hit. Bill Passons of AMG International says letting them into Uganda does pose some risk, but the country's handled COVID-19 well, with no recorded deaths from the disease. Still, life under lockdown's been hard for many Ugandans. These often desperate times give AMG an opportunity to image Christ in the way that they stay engaged with students and their families.
It definitely has opportunity to open up gospel conversations, and we're doing that. But again, it's not a new start. It's just a continuation of the conversation that we've been having with all the people that we've been working with now for decades in Uganda.
And we recently told you about the problem of girls being married off as children in South Asia. But children around the world face this problem, and it stems from a lack of respect for women. David Lovett of Operation Mobilization USA tells us,
even though it's illegal, it's not supposed to be happening, but still it is a rampant issue across not just South Asia, it's in the Middle East and that part of the world.
In these areas, female children are often seen as a financial burden to parents, so they try to marry them off as quickly as possible. For decades, OMUSA has been fighting against these false and denigrating views of women by educating people and training women to be able to provide for themselves. So pray that around the world, child marriage would end and that people would see women as Christ sees them.
They're stuck, I think, often in this position that their future is only in getting married, and it's often the younger the better.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.